Program, and you're wondering where Alex is. He's on a plane right now. He'll probably call us from the airplane. He went to tape the Regis and Kathy Lee show. That's in New York, where he's getting the cure for baldness. He and three other disc jockeys are having this stuff slathered on their heads, and then he has to put it on every day. They gave him a bunch of lotions and potions. He'll put that on every day, and then he'll go back to the show in 12 weeks to see how it worked. So Regis will be calling him tomorrow just to see how the whole experience went down. And we'll be talking with Alex in the next hour or so. But in the meantime, we have the Lost Bobby Bitter Christmas special. Now, Larry Bubbles Brown and Bobby are out. They went out to get a cup of coffee. Feldo, can you set this up?
Well, Bobby, as you know, has these archives. And this is from, I think, 1935, his radio show. This ran on NBC, I think. And it's his Christmas special.
Okay, well, without further ado, I think we're just going to present it as is here. It's kind of a national treasure on Live 105.
It's Here's Bobby, starring Bobby Bitter, with Frenchie Bitter, Bruno Bitter, Harry Von Zell, a couple of hookers whose names we didn't get, and special guest Numbnuts Nielsen. It's Sunday morning at Bobby Bitter's Bel Air Estate. Bobby's getting up early because today's the day of the show.
Okay, girls, here's 50 for you, and Marnie, 75 for you.
How come she gets more?
Because she did the thing you wouldn't do.
Thanks, Mr. Bitter. I can't believe I make love to you, and you give me money.
Yeah, you're right. Give me that money back.
But my mother needs the money for that operation.
Okay, just give me half. Bye-bye, girls. Well, let's see. I better start looking over the script for today's show. We're going to have to dump that Hemingway kid. He just ain't working out. He ain't giving me, Bobby Bitter, enough words. Let's see.
Who is it? It's me, Pop. Bruno.
Bruno, come in.
Pop, we got a problem.
On the holy day? The day of the show?
Pop, I get on one knee and beg for a minute of your time.
Well, there's nothing old Bobby can't solve. What is it, Bruno?
I killed a showgirl.
Again? Not Francis.
Oh, I wish. No, it was the other one, Margot.
Now you folks at home know she ain't really dead. I hope. This is what happens when one of those showgirls won't sleep with old Bobby. I has my writers write some out of the script, see? Then they have to leave Hollywood, go back to Ohio, and work in the streets.
No, Pops. I really killed her. She's dead.
Why me?
We was rehearsing my number at the studio, and then she started playing on that piano you got that goes up and down and up and down, and I went out to get a pizza, and when I came back, she was squashed.
Why me? Well, Bruno, is the piano okay?
Well, it's a different color.
Wait, where does it say the son gets bigger laughs than the father? By the way, stick around for the end of the show when Bruno sings his big number. Okay, Bruno, the trick is to remain calm. Now, you killed one of our showgirls. Well, what we gotta do now is pin it on someone else. What we need is a moron, an imbecile, an absolute idiot.
Hey, Mr. Bitter! It's me, Numbnuts! I came by to wash your car!
Numbnuts! Now, here's what we're gonna do, Bruno. We're sending Numbnuts to the studio to clean the blood off the piano. Now, he should be over there right about now. So I calls the cops and tells them someone broke into my studio. They goes over and catch Numbnuts with the dead showgirl red-handed.
Dad, there was so much blood, Numbnuts is also going to be caught red-footed.
Bruno, this is a horrible crime. Heinous criminals like Numbnuts must be kept off the street and electrocuted to make this country safe for our children.
Gee, Dad, that's beautiful.
Warden! Hey, Warden! Warden, let me out of here! I was just cleaning a piano! Like there's a law against cleaning a piano! I demand some extra apple brown Betty on my plate tonight!
Merry Christmas, Frenchie.
Merry Christmas, Bobby. What a beautiful tree.
Trees lit up like Vegas, Pops.
Well, let's hold hands and thank the Lord for all he's given us while Frenchie sings her Christmas number.
Hey, Pops, how come the lights are getting dim?
They must be using all the electricity they can find in this state to electrocute numbnuts.
Look, the lights are coming back on.
Well, looks like numbnuts is out of time. And so are we. See you next week. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, this lazy boy doesn't look normal. Hey, what are you stopping me in for? Ow! Ow! It scorches! It burns! Ow! 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 Ouch! Ouch! Yow! Yikes! Ow! Turn it off, please! Please turn it off! Yow! Yow! Ow! Ow! Ouch! Ouch!
The Bobby Bitter Christmas special. Lost, but not forgotten, folks.
Poor numbnuts. Poor numbnuts.
Yeah, Bobby, did he leave any heirs? At all?
I believe he's got one son given to him by a hooker I bought him back in 1947.
Numbnuts Jr.
It's Blue Nuts. Blue Nuts
Nielsen. Well, I'm certainly glad that we had people set their tape recorders for that, aren't you?
You bring back memories, Laney.
That's more than
you bring 50, back memories.
It's 50 years old, Mr. Bitter, and it's timeless.
Well, 45 years, David. 45. December 12, 1945.
Well, after that, I think the only thing we could possibly do as an encore is perhaps some news. some topical headlines and a little flatulence.
Feeling real good there. Little hot spot over the Bay Area.
Little methane infrared right here in our studio.
Bobby's going to be at the punchline tonight.
The punchline tonight, where I'll actually be bringing my prostate in and passing that around to the crowd.
The downtown punchline.
Yeah, you're going to have, actually, you're going to like break it up into small prostate tidbits and dispense it to the audience.
Looks like a big coconut.
Well, Harry, would you please do not just a newscast, but the last newscast of the day?
The last newscast of the day will start at 9:01.
Has anyone been killed, Harry?
KITS FM San Francisco. No death. Well, we do have one death here on the docket. Mary Martin, better known to millions as JR's mother, passed over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, she was due.
Certainly, that's what Variety had to say. Anyway, what we have is less than 2 days left in the campaign trail. The feds are giving you some tips on spotting voter fraud, and we'll set the stage for Monday Night Football. But first, here's traffic and Lisa Carr.
A final look at traffic brought to you by Easy Spirit Dress Pumps. Caltrans, even as we speak, is setting up for some work in the Santa Cruz Mountains right now. That will leave only one lane in each direction on Highway 17 between Idlewild and Santa Cruz Avenue. Slow going in both directions expected throughout the mid-morning. And one accident to report, South City, southbound 280 north of Hickey Boulevard. That's actually the Daly City area. Four cars piled up there in the very thick fog, and it's going to be even slower going now. Speaking of fog, it's been heavy along the Bay Bridge area, especially on the Oakland side. As a result, traffic is still backed up to the maze there. Slow going getting through the Toll Plaza area. Looks like a pump, feels like a sneaker. Easy Spirit Dress Pumps, made with the same shockproof suspension as the walking shoes. Easy Spirit Dress Pumps at Macy's and Nordstrom. I'm Lisa Carr, live 105 traffic.
Diane Feinstein and Pete Wilson are sticking to familiar themes. Speaking in the Bay Area yesterday, Feinstein consistently attacked Republican Party policies favoring the rich and criticizing Wilson for voting to sustain the president's veto of the 1990 Civil Rights Act. Wilson accused Feinstein of negative campaigning and says there is no proof that his policies favor the rich. He probably left in a limo right after that. Federal authorities are encouraging voters to report any suspicion of voter fraud during tomorrow's election. Most types of voter fraud are easy to spot, including bribing or intimidating voters, getting them drunk, possibly, and casting ballots in the name of people who have died. More subtle forms of voter fraud include seeking out elderly, illiterate, or disadvantaged voters and using persuasive methods to influence their vote. The U.S. Supreme Court today upheld a San Francisco ruling that says the Army must let a homosexual soldier reenlist. The Ninth Appeals Court had ruled that the Army knew Perry Watkins was gay when he was allowed to reenlist over a 15-year period, so it couldn't suddenly use that as grounds to bar him. Scientists are checking for possible damage this morning in Washington State from the latest eruption of Mount St. Helens. Last night's eruption sent ash 30,000 feet into the air. Broadway star Mary Martin, who starred in South Pacific, among other productions, but who is best known for portraying Peter Pan, died over the weekend near Palm Springs. She was 76. Happy birthday today to Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys, is 78, and Liam of Hot House Flowers turns 26 today. Sports and weather coming up next.
Take the $1,000 free cash if you can in Stephen Matthew David's Beat Matthews Best Price on Sony Guarantee. Check out the details at the top of the hill, Daly City, and check out Matthew's huge overshipment on Blaupunkt Car Stereo. Save hundreds of dollars on fine German engineering. Blaupunk AM/FM car stereo stands alone or drives a system, now just $88. Blaupunk pull-out AM/FM cassette car stereo with auto reverse. Anti-theft coating slashed to $198. Blaupunk AM/FM pull-out car CD player. Triple beam laser, not $498 like the other guys. $298 during this huge Blaupunk sale. But only at Matthews, where we'll install your new car stereo, car alarm, or car phone on the day you buy before 6 p.m. or refund your installation charge and finish the next day for free. Completely installed Alpine car alarms from $99. Complete and installed cellular phones from $248. Use Matthews Instant Credit Plan. Pay nothing till February next year. Interest-free with single payment. Open 7 days, 10 in the morning till 9 at night. Matthews, 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Davy City.
Live 105 Sports, the 49er offense spent a mostly sluggish first half, but a quick touchdown near halftime got them on track, and before the afternoon was out, the 49ers had taken their 8th straight this season and their 16th straight over 2 years. They're just too short of the all-time NFL record for consecutive victories. San Francisco 24, Green Bay 20. The Raiders just dropped a squeaker, heartbreaker defensive battle to the Kansas City Chiefs 9-7. Tonight, the New York Giants try to equal the Niners' mark of 8 straight wins to open the season. They will be in Indianapolis to play the Colts under the Hoosier Dome. The Warriors dropped a 109-107 decision to the LA Clippers in the NBA. From our green file, Live 105 notes, carpool or rideshare whenever possible from Live 105, the station that's actively trying to clean up the environment. 105 forecast, sunny by this afternoon with highs in the 60s, 53 San Jose, 56 Berkeley, 54 San Francisco now at Live 105. Did I say this is KITS FM San Francisco? Good, I just thought I'd do the legalities and say this is Harry O. Now back to the Alex Bennett program with Laurie Thompson on Live 105.
You can run. take away this ball and chain.